Welcome to Studio 1400, where today's influencers gather to share market insights with the Afflink family. I'm your host, Michael Wilson, and I'm asking you to sit back and enjoy the ride as we listen, learn, and of course laugh to the voices that make our industry great. All right, so in the Afflink studio today, we got some very special guests, celebrities. One might, in fact, call them in the packaging industry. Three members of the E-Team. We got Tim Cornflake Wilson.
Hello, hello, hello.
We've got Brian Porterhouse Porter.
Thank you.
And, of course, Scott Jonavegas Gardner.
What up, what up, what up?
So welcome, guys. Thanks for coming to 1400 Afflink Place to spend a little time with us. Scott, you've been working with these guys for how many years?
12 years.
And how did that relationship start?
Rocky.
I spoke at a conference at Nike about branding, and Mr. Tim Wilson was in the audience, and he came up and harassed me in the food line. And hand me a card and beg me to come to LA.
One-liners.
Sat on my desk for a while, and I finally said, yeah, maybe I should visit this company. And I walked in. I was like, wow.
So you went from Nike and Silicon Valley to a paper and packaging.
It's called B2B paper company at the time. Yeah.
What intrigued you about that?
I have no idea. I just found it to be, it was just something told me you're in LA.
Holding his family hostage was helpful.
Yeah. I just felt I was in LA and I thought, well, I'll go visit them. And then when I walked in and saw the operation at corporate, you know, 350,000 square foot warehouse, people walking around, it appeared very efficient. And I was like, wow, this is interesting business. Learn about the history. And then we're like, okay, now what do we do?
And Tim, what sort of intrigued you about working with Liquid and Scott's team?
Well, it all goes back to, frankly, in 2008, when the recession hit and everything was just thrown on, you know, off keel, and we had to learn and figure out what to do to succeed. And the basic problem we had as a distributor is, how do we sell someone else's brand but promote our brand at the same time?
Right.
And so I
Which
started...
Which is kind of a quandary.
Even to today, yeah. Right? And so literally I went in search of this, and when Scott spoke at the summit at the the Nike presentation, he challenged all of us. He had some questionnaires, and frankly I just knew right away that he was the guy that I should have on my board of directors and really become the visionary moving forward. And literally I stalked him in line and came up to him and probably just freaked him out, but you know, the knife wasn't that sharp that I was
just
forcing
just poked
on
him a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right. Just drew a little blood. Well, before we get into all of the success of the E-Team that you guys are embarked on now, let's talk a little bit about the cardboard chaos that sort of, I guess, was the initial jumping off for a lot of your video content that's gone viral over the years. So when did you guys first launch that, Tim?
So, this goes, again, back to brand and how we move forward. And the cardboard chaos was actually very fortunate. Actually, it goes back to my neighbor, who is Signal Snowboards, and they were trying to differentiate themselves from Burton and everyone else. And so they created this episode called Every Third Thursday, where they would do innovative new snowboards. And they came to us about a recyclable snowboard that they actually were thinking of selling to the slopes, where you would basically rent a recycled snowboard that was sustainable and you'd use it for the day and then you'd throw it away.
Oh, a disposable snowboard.
Right.
Wow.
And we were challenged by it and we didn't expect it to go this, but it served us in so many ways. It showed our creativity, our design, but it also served a wonderful purpose in the world because it was totally recyclable.
Yeah, and that was the first of the series was the snowboard.
Correct.
It was Signal's project, Every Third Thursday. And then we said, wow, this is unique enough.
And this is where Liquid came back and said, this is something we might want to jump off on. So we went back to Signal and said, hey, can we re-edit this down to be earnestized? And they said, yeah. And then we kept having Dave be the host of the program.
And Dave's the founder.
And he's the founder of it. And so that's, you know, it started with the snowboard. Then it was a surfboard.
Right. So how many episodes would you call them?
Well, it's usually it's a content series. So we'll create, like, snowboard was first. And then we did surfboard. Then we did a kid's push bike, a recyclable push bike, because it was a client. Yeah. Then we did Tony Hawk skate, and right. then we eventually got into Fender guitar. So the irony of the series, I believe, is while that was going on with Tim, I was trying to find a way to create a content series about their innovation and design with clients. So we were trying to get into clients and find out how to tell stories. And to be honest, in some cases, they just weren't, I'll use the term, they just weren't that sexy. So I was like, well, so it's kind of like design and innovation with a small D and a small I. It's really, really important. But the stories just didn't seem, so we didn't produce anything. And then Tim and I were having dinner. He said, well, I have this neighbor and he wants to produce a paper snowboard. And I was like, well, that's something. And then we put that out there and we had 100,000 views within 30 days.
On the snowboard?
On snowboard. That was the first one with very little promotion. And at the time, we were happy if we were getting thousands of views a year on our videos.
So you have the push bike and then the Fender guitar, right, that you mentioned.
Surfboard was right after push bike. Okay. And that got hundreds of thousands of views. Oh, and then said, now we're really on to something. And then we did Tony Hawk skate. And that one was, that was the first time we started looking at the power of, you know, the Earnest brand and its story, the interesting of the content, and then who else is associated with Tony Hawk.
Adding an influence.
Yeah, we got an influence. We got Tony Hawk to give us a couple shout outs. So that went over 1 million views.
It did.
And then we're like, wow, we're really onto something. And then Fender, which is still my favorite, is just such a dynamic story. And that went over 3 million views in the first 90 days. And that is probably a bar that's, that one just went over and above any expectation. Right.
So speaking to that, when you create these, do you have any expectations? Do you set any expectations, or are you just like, hey, let's put the content out there and go?
Well, I think we have our own expectations because we want to jump over the last one, which I think once you hit the level that Fender has, which is over 5 million now, it's a pretty tough one to do. And that was also done mainly organic. Today's world, you have to pay to get content seen. Yeah. Back then, we had a pretty strong, we still have a strong organic engine, but you're still seeing less returns without putting the investment behind your content.
Got you. So Fender's your favorite.
Yes.
What about you guys? Brian?
Each one becomes my favorite, but I think I go back to the Fender one because of Linkin Park.
Right.
And then Chester passing shortly after
release
of it. That was really powerful.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
that was powerful. And they still, I mean, they have that guitar. The second one makes a tour and stuff, but the main one that Mike Martinez helped design with Fender, it's locked at Fender. It has a certification from Made by Fender.
That's cool.
It's really cool.
That's awesome.
Plus, when you look at Lift, right? Think about the other Lift we got. You know, we had Smithsonian call and want to see if they could get a guitar. We had, we were at South by Southwest in the paper and packaging boards. Yep. Right in the front, people want these artifacts, so they almost tour like a rock star. They are.
Yeah. What about you, Tim?
For me, the most important thing is the greatest engineering challenge now. And the drum set took 3 years because it was so hard to do it. And it's a complete drum set.
Yeah.
And we had, Eric from Stone Temple Pilots. But what makes it so much more fun is the fact that we're getting people coming to us saying, hey, can you do this?
Right.
And these are celebrities coming to us. Like Tony Hawk actually came to us and said, if you do this, I'll write it. And we were like really scared because, if it broke while he's doing that. Yeah.
That's
we don't want
cool.
to be known for killing Tony.
Right. That'd get you a lot of views.
Yeah.
And a lot of hate.
Right.
Now. So you've got these marketing investments that help promote your brand, your culture, that sort of thing. But how do you translate those views and that reach into growth, into sales dollars, into
Oh, we can't just play?
Well, it's working. It's a good recipe.
My father asks me that question every day, incidentally.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
I saw him playing the drums, though.
Yeah. Is this really paying off, this whole thing that we're doing here?
Well, I think the great thing is when you're working with a client and a brand, and credit to Tim and Ernest leadership, you know, they're making a long tail investment on brand, and a lot of companies just don't have the vision. Brand is a long term play, value, all the ancillary benefits. I mean, one thing we noticed early on when this company's gone from over 300 people to over 500 people and completely overhauled its management is a lot of leadership was coming in saying, you know, I found out about you because of the snowboard or the guitar or another content piece, and saying, I want to work for a company that does things like that, right?
So it's a recruiting tool.
It's been a little bit of everything, right? It's been media, extended media. We've grown our social communities to a pretty large, you know, our own media channels are, you know, in the tens of thousands now. So we have the ability to get messages out. The next stage, though, for us is because of all the paid requirements to move. Next year, we're going to be moving to shift more investment balance between creating content and actually paying to get it out there, because we've got to pay to play.
Sure, as in every mature outlet, I guess.
Right. I mean, we had the luxury of a pretty good run-up of organic, though, and we were named Social Media Marketer of the Year by the paper, the packaging industry 2 years ago. So we feel like we've made a good mark.
And a credit to Scott, too. I mean, we've won 6 Addies now. We won regional, too.
And yeah.
So, I mean, it's really been a great partnership with Scott and his team as well.
Yeah, for Liquid Agency, we've won the Silicon Valley Ad Awards Best of Show 3 of the last 4 years. And we have great clients, Walmart, Nike, all these clients, and we've won it 3 of the last 4 years with Ernest Projects,
wow,
a packaging company. And we've actually won of the Rosies in Portland, which is a very tough market with Widening Kennedy and Nike. And we just won for
Nike who?
E-Team and Not Hiring. So it's pretty amazing the level of the respect the work is getting in the industry.
Yeah, it's cool people doing cool things, and people gravitate toward that.
Well, it's Liquid pushing us, because when Scott came to us, you're a packaging company, but with Tim going, I want to be a relevant company. I don't want to just be a packaging company. I want to be Coca-Cola, whatever. And then so pulling that from us and then challenging us with how do we make it better every year is something that's exciting. And that's what keeps happening, is like, we're not everyone, hey, we're a distributor. We sell right. boxes and sure. tape and everything else, but we don't. I mean, we are throwing the brand out there. Scott and the team at Liquid keep challenging us with meetings, and there's usually some libations that are involved with that, but we come up with some amazing stuff that awesome. We just riff on, and there we go.
So speaking of cool people, is there anything cooler than the E-Team out there today?
E-Team 2.
We're going to get to that. So, Brian, talk to us about how fun it is working on set with these guys and filming those.
It's not that fun.
It looks terrible.
In the first E-Team one, they had me suspended, and the I guess what we'd call our stunt coordinator guy who was there goes, we had I don't remember the actor's name. He goes, he was in it for like 10 minutes and started crying like a baby at one of the Circus of the Stars type of thing. And they had me just suspended up in the warehouse for half an hour.
Really?
Up and down, up and down, up and down. So it was the first E-Team we did it in technically 3 working days that we actually filmed. But we're, you know, climbing up to the roof. We're running across our roof. Do this, do that, do this. We're all in costume and
right
stuff like
yeah sure
that.
No, I mean, no stunt a, no stunt people available no stunt at people. All
it was
do
a
your
short,
own stunts
short window that we had to get everything done, and we're not actors, so
right
you know we just went
but,
out and
but
did
Scott
it.
Wouldn't let us take the van and drive it off the dock, which we wanted to get some air.
Nice.
Then we said, can we just go really fast off the ramp?
It was a rental.
I know.
Then you by all means you should have done it.
Drive it like you stole
it. I love that you guys think of literally everything in these campaigns, from the LinkedIn profiles that you guys have to the Facebook pages that Porterhouse has. bobbleheads. And even the bobbleheads, bobbleheads, right, which I have bobblehead now in frenzy. My office.
Bobblehead frenzy.
So I've got a I've got a Tim Wilson and a Brian Porter bobblehead in my office. I also have the Van, right, and which is kind of cool.
The Johnny Vegas ones are coming, but those are special. They're special edition.
Nice.
We'll get you one, though.
Extra bobblehead. So I got to admit, though, the Van kind of reminds me of the Mystery Machine. Right.
Yeah.
So I think maybe you guys should do a Scooby Doo one next time.
Well, we have the E Team 2 coming out in early next year in February, and we do have a new vehicle.
Nice.
Can't give it away here on the podcast, but you can see it soon online. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So who would be Shaggy?
Brian probably.
No, I'd have to be.
I'd be Scrappy.
Scrappy. His cousin. Tim would be Freddy.
Totally.
Yes. Yeah, man, you could get a dog. Like, you could go get the dog from, like, Air Bud. Remember that movie that played basketball? That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. We know the guy who produced those series. Yeah, he made a lot of money producing Air Bud. 1, 2, 3, 4. He has one with a monkey, too.
So you guys have won some awards for that as well, right, for E-Team?
Yeah, we won. In fact, we took home a Rosie in Portland last year. And a Rosie, as I said, it's a really competitive market because the Portland advertising market with Wyden and all the action brands up there is tough. And yeah, we won for E-Team, and there was only 5 Rosies given out. Those are like the best of class of different categories, and we walked away with one. And I was stunned because we've been in the Portland market for 12 years, and it's really competitive.
Is it?
Yeah, it's tough.
I think it might be also good for people to understand why the E-Team, and Scott could probably elaborate that, and then our pivotal switch in E-Team 2, which is going to be a little bit different, but still just as crazy.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Give you a hint with a turkey vulture, just saying.
Whoa.
Gas mask.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we realize going into, every year we do annual planning, and we looked at going into 18, and we said, you know, we've got all these content series, and they all have a specific purpose, whether it's showing off design and innovation or just getting awareness for the brand, but we didn't have anything that was really tied to solutions. And as a packaging distributor, because we're commodity based, we needed to find a way to get solutions out there. So we were just riffing with our creative team on what we could do, and they were earnest, and we were like, oh, E-Team. We thought we were inspired by the A-Team, and we decided not to have a Mr. T in this one. And then it came this whole kind of cop, you know, fun docudrama of the 70s, right, and 80s, and then we just started
riffing
these
ideas. Then there
was
alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we had some drinks and wrote some scripts and concepts and then decided to shoot it, and these two became the leads, and their acting capabilities are getting better each film. So
each one, though, I mean, I got to tell you, the quality, it's like a little movie. It really is.
Yeah.
The acting.
So the first one set the stage for, we had just reorganized all of our offerings under 4 solution halos. So we built 4 films, each for a solution. This year, the series that's coming out is attacking really more core issues that are happening, like e-commerce, sustainability. So we're really building series now that show off kind of almost like special topics, and pretty excited about that.
Okay. So more to come on E-Team 2 is what you're calling it.
Yes.
I think the world debut is
February 5th, 2020.
Wow, you heard it. So we're going to go
live,
folks.
Yeah. We're going to have a live event, and then we'll probably do some live out, and then the campaign will be out all over our digital properties.
Cool. Well, you guys are here in the studios talking to the Merging Executives Group about marketing and digital marketing specifically, and there's really no better, you know, member in our organization that does that like you guys do. So kudos on all the success. Look forward to the E-Team 2. Final question for you guys. Who comes up with these ideas? What's the process like?
So
I mean,
here's what happens.
Okay.
It starts with a meeting with Scott, Tim, and I, maybe one other Liquid person. Usually not. It's the 3. And then there's a component called something and soda. And that sits there, and we have 2 or 3 of those. And it's because it's like 3 or 4. Sometimes 5. Then Scott goes back to his team at Liquid, and then they take our little things that we've been shooting out, and we go on tangents. Tim and I will just start going, and Scott's,
I had no idea.
Do this and do that.
Explosions.
Like, yeah,
cars.
Like our what we call our client automated specialist. Tim and I, for 3 months, we're calling him Aspen. automated system specialist.
Nice.
But it was Kramer.
Giddy up.
Ass man.
So we changed that name.
Yeah. So he brings it all together. His team does, and then they come back, and then we go back and forth. And Tim will say, I hate it. Go away and come back with something better.
Nice.
I think it's good. I have raised three children, so I can manage these two right. as well when they're in there. It's amazing they're running a big company. But I think the greatest thing about it, maybe it's the fact that Tim went to Beverly Hills High School. He's from L.A., but the entertainment aspect, I mean, Brian, I think, is certified an actor by now. He could act better than most actors we hire. They just the energy they have around, and a lot of it's pop culture based.
Sure. Yeah.
It's great. You're riffing on pop culture, right. and we're just having a lot of fun. And I think the great thing about this brand is we want to be authentic, and we always, everything we do has to have a piece what we call the earnest quirk. So internally, it was like, where's the quirk? And that's just, that could be a copy line. It could be an Easter egg hidden in something. We just got to have right. a quirk in everything we do that's on brand.
Because that's who you are.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, it's commendable, that's for sure. And kudos on all the success and more to come. And I just hope to never run into Porterhouse in a dark alley anywhere. The guy looks mean. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in today.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in to Studio 1400 and spending time here with us inside the friendly confines of the Afflink HQ. If you liked our show today and want to find out more about what the Earnest team is up to, check out their YouTube channel or visit them at earnestpackaging.com. And if you know a person you think wouldn't bore us to tears, drop me their name anytime at wmwilson@afflink.com. Cheers, everyone.